Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Will ADUs be expanded in Northfield? Accessory dwelling units are allowed, but only if they're attached to detached garages. A push for affordable housing and rental units has increased interest, along with the issue being part of council's strategic plan. Mayor Pownell commented this morning that it touches several issues.
The affordable housing, the senior living, increasing density within walking distance of downtown, lower impact living, and potentially needed income for homeowners because
these units could be rented. The Planning Commission spent 8 months on crafting a new ordinance and presented it to council last night. But there were quite a few unanswered questions. This was the first time the council viewed it. Size limits and waiving the current rental ordinance were just a couple of the issues. It also triggers other considerations, such as access to the homes and parking. Even City Planner Scott Temple and City Attorney Chris Hood differed on some of the interpretations. Administrator Mardeg explained the size issue.
The maximum size was 1,000 square feet or 50% of the principal unit, basically. So, you know, depending on the size of your home, whichever one's larger, theoretically, you could even end up with, if you have less than 1,000 square feet building, the accessory dwelling unit could potentially be bigger than the main unit related to the house.
Additionally, with areas with large homes.
So questions came up like, well, what if somebody were to propose a lot split in the future to try and transfer ownership on a subdivision? And
he expects to see some cleanup language, and it does merit the public's attention. The vote was 5-2, approving the first reading. Mayor Pownell and Councillor DeLong voted against it. A second reading is scheduled for January 22nd. Pownell and Mardeg's full interview is on KYMNradio.net. The family is the priority. Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson commenting on the sad news that Mr. Joseph Camplin was discovered deceased after having gone missing in November. Sergeant P.T. Hyder commented that it's been tough on the family. He's been in constant contact with them.
On our end, the police department end, you know, we treat this is a family. That's who we work for. That's who we work hard for. And it's beyond just a police thing. To me, it's a human thing.
He said it's not just a case to them. Mental health cases are increasing daily, and as we heard from Sheriff Dunn, there just isn't enough room or resources. While officers are trained in de-escalation, there's still much to be done. Nelson said they'll be meeting with legislators next week to discuss the issues further. He'll be pushing for more dollars for resources. Dunn would like to see a regional treatment facility. Nelson added that across the country, there are many people still missing. Here in Northfield, Josh Bolin remains missing. His truck was last seen on the border of Rice and Goodhue counties in 2011. His family still waits. And freshman legislator Representative Todd Lippert was sworn in yesterday to represent the residents of District 20B. He said,
I'm really excited. It's just an honor to be here, be entrusted with the responsibilities of representing District 20B. And I'm thrilled I was able to be here with my family, both sitting on the floor with my children, and also at the end, my mom was sitting next to me too. So it's a great honor.
The Northfielder will be in studio with Jeff Johnson each Friday morning at 8:50 during the legislative session. News from around the state is next.